Good morning, Frank Fernandez. Thanks so much for joining us on The Local Take.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here to talk about the West Side, what the Arthur Blank Foundation is doing, the new Falcom Stadium. But I wanted to start with West Side Works because I was just there last Friday, for the graduation. So can you tell me about West Side Works and what your involvement is?
Certainly. So West Side Works represents our first investment through this revitalization initiative and really meeting that commitment that we made to the community and wanting to partner with them to help transform some of the dynamics that are happening on the West Side. Throughout the whole community benefits process, community folks repeatedly identified as jobs and access to jobs as a key concern and area for opportunity for the neighborhood. And folks were saying, we need to be able to help take care of ourselves and our family. Jobs are help us do that. So this is why it's one of the first investments we've made in helping get West Side Works off the ground. West Side Works is getting off the ground in June, and it's a workforce development center that's focused on not only helping connect folks to job opportunities, but helping to have them maintain them and think through how do we create economic ladders for folks in the community. So far, you know, we've had a really good start. We've had two construction training cohorts go through. 100% of the graduates have been placed, both at the stadium and more broadly through different construction firms. Average salary for folks has been over $13 an hour, so above a living wage, so we're happy with that, but really wanting to use that as a starting point and helping to grow and hopefully connect folks to more jobs over time, to hundreds of jobs, not only in construction, but in other industries like culinary, the healthcare industry, as well as auto tech industries.
So one of the things that was most impressive to me at the graduation last Friday was the fact that the students who are the cohort who came through, they left that program with 7 certifications.
Yes. So we're definitely, one of the things we're trying to do with this approach is there's really a dual customer here where it is obviously the program participants, the residents, but also the employers and thinking through what their needs are. Because we think if we have both of those folks in mind, it creates a win-win situation in terms of working with employers to help them, to help understand from them, what are the needs that you have? What kind of certifications do your employees need? And then tailoring the curriculum and the training such that when folks graduate, they have that so that then those employers are comfortable going ahead and offering jobs. And so that's been a wonderful thing. If you went to the graduation, you heard that we had 13 folks graduate, all of them got placed, and we actually had 47 jobs available. So we're really trying to think through different ways to ramp up what we're doing because there is that employment opportunity and there is obviously a big need for jobs for folks from the community. So really trying to think through how we can ramp up and be able to do more and have a bigger impact.
You mentioned that it's going to expand from construction into other fields. When do you think that part of the program is going to be kicked off?
So we're starting these basically within healthcare, with a healthcare administration and certified nursing assistants. We brought in a great additional community partner, New Hope Enterprises, which has been based in the community for the last several years, and they've done those hard skills training in those areas as well as soft skills training. And so they're going to be they already started their soft skills training, the STRIVE program, at West Side Works, and now they're going to be starting their certified nursing assistant program in the upcoming week. So that's going to be starting now, and then we are exploring partnership with the City of Refuge, which is another community-based group in the area, around the culinary training as well as the auto tech. And I think that is something that's going to be starting up now in the fall.
And Frank, for people who are listening, so listeners who are listening to this conversation this morning and they want to know, they've got a nephew, they've got a niece, they've got a daughter or a son, they want to know how their family members or how their relatives can be a part of this program. What do people have to do to get accepted into the West Side Works programming?
The first thing they got to do is just come show up. We're located in the community. It is located at 80 Lowry Boulevard, so near the corner of ML King and Lowry. And, you know, just come and we'll walk folks through the process in terms of we have orientations, and really through that process try to understand these are the different programs we offer now, programs we're trying to offer in the future, and understand where they're at in terms of assessment, but also what are the things they aspire to, right? What kinds of jobs are they interested in, what kind of sectors? So really trying to get both sides of that, what their desires are, what their needs are, and try to link them up to position them to succeed as best we can.
And now earlier you mentioned the fact that the folks graduate with these certifications, they all leave with employment. And you mentioned that you all are going to work to make sure that they maintain that employment. So does the program continue on after graduation from Westside Works?
So what we're doing right now, and we're as a base, we're hoping to grow that, is, you know, we're, for those who have graduated, and obviously it's very recent since we've only opened up in June, we're following up with those, both the graduates as well as their employers, to see how things are going. And we're going to do that for the first year. But then just thinking through long-term, what other kinds of supports we can provide to the graduates and folks who've come through the program. Because one of the things we know in terms of when you're working with folks who are trying to pull themselves out of some of the challenges of the neighborhood is that there are a lot of things that can bring them down, and a lot of folks don't have safety nets. So what can we do to help provide some of that so then when, you know, life throws them a curveball, they're able to not completely derail their plans, but still be able to keep moving forward.
So, Frank, a lot of community folks, some people are in favor of the stadium, some people are against the stadium. It's a lot of talk going on about it. When you sit down and talk to folks and explain that, you know, this time it's different, that you guys are actually giving back something to the community that's positive, working with the community, providing job training, providing jobs, how do you get this message out so that everyone is aware of what you guys are doing?
Well, you know, we do the traditional things in terms of kind of trying to publicize Westside Works and what we're doing there. But, you know, to me, the proof's in the pudding in terms of as people start to see people they know who are graduating and getting jobs and being able to pull themselves up, that's when people who are skeptical are going to start to believe. And I understand why folks are skeptical, because there's been a lot of promises made over the years. Most of them have not been kept. And so they should be skeptical. But as we prove what we're trying to do, that we do what we say what we do, I think we'll start to kind of change people's minds and attitudes, you know, one person at a time.
One person at a time. Well, Frank, I want to thank you so much for giving us your time this morning to talk to the community about Westside Works and what the Arthur Blank Foundation is doing on the West Side.
I appreciate that. It's great talking to you and being able to talk about Westside Works and some of the things we're trying to do with the revitalization initiative. I would be remiss if I didn't also make sure that folks knew the phone number if they wanted to call to get more information. And that phone number is 404-458-6413. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
No problem, Frank. Can we get the number again one more time, folks?
Sure. It is 404-458-6413.
And the address again, Frank, for Westside Works?
The address is 80 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314.
So for all of those folks who are skeptical and wondering what's going on, all you have to do is go up to 80 Lowry Boulevard to Westside Works, and you can see promises being kept. Thank you so much, Frank, for your time this morning.
Yeah, no, thank you.